It's 74 degrees in Nashville. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 8:04. Today marks the 25th anniversary of 9/11. At this moment, they are reading out the names of people who were lost that day on the sites where planes crashed into both the Twin Towers and the Pentagon. And like so many other communities around the nation, Nashville is also having several events to remember the tragic loss of life in those terrorist attacks. Two groups staged stair climbs in honor of people who died in the Twin Towers. One at the Tennessee Tower is a longstanding tradition in which firefighters wear full gear to climb the equivalent of 110 stories. The other, for the broader community, was overnight at the Pinnacle Building at Nashville Yards, climbing a stairwell where displays of photos and accounts from the day are posted on the walls. Nashville International Airport started its day with a memorial ceremony in the retail and dining hub located just past security. That event was live-streamed on the BNA Facebook page. And right now, a procession of Nashville first responders and officials is starting on Broadway. It will conclude with a ceremony at the Symphony Center. Tennessee's position in the electric vehicle industry is slipping. A new report from the Southern Alliance for Clean Energy shows the state lost more than 3,000 anticipated EV-related jobs over the last year. That's partially due to canceled investments. It also reflects Ford's changing plans for the Blue Oval City campus under construction in West Tennessee. Instead of EVs, the factory will make gas-powered pickups. The Southeast is still a leader in EV projects, with roughly 40% of the nation's manufacturing investments related to that industry. Georgia and the Carolinas are now outpacing Tennessee. The invasive Asian carp have dominated some regional waterways the past couple of decades, especially around the Mississippi and Ohio rivers. One way the Kentucky Department of Fish and Wildlife Resources is combating this is through a program for select commercial fishers, which allows them to use experimental tools to harvest up to 60,000 pounds of carp per day in some cases. Timothy Spears researches fish ecology at Murray State University. He says these fishermen fill a vital role in controlling Asian carp populations.
They don't have any natural predators, and that's basically true, but we are the top predator, and so that's why the commercial fishing is so important. Commercial fishermen, they're the key to controlling this species.
Through the program, fishermen can use some tools and methods that are otherwise prohibited. Since 2020, the allowance has produced crews capable of harvesting up to 4 million pounds of carp alone in 1 year. Coming up later this hour, you can hear reporting from one of those commercial fishing boats. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.